Now you begin to change now your point of your freedom. Previously, when you were taking it, you were feeling free to do it. Now at this stage, you are feeling that while you take it, you are bound. You are not free. And you want to become free. You realize that when you are choosing the drink by inclination, by passion, it's not really choosing. You are not free in choosing. So now you have, your idea of freedom has changed. And you make an effort, a real effort, to choose the other one, that which is good for you. Abstain from drinking. Or doing something much better, not only abstaining from drinking, but doing something positively. There is not only negative action, but even positive action. It may be better. You may develop such a good interest in something which is noble that you forget all other passions altogether. You may become extremely interested in the cause of animals, for example. It may become a great habit with you to spend your time in protection of animals, in propagating the idea of protection of animals and so on. And that becomes such a positive action in you that you forget drinking altogether. So it's not abstinence, it's not a battle in your consciousness whether to drink or not to drink. You just do the right thing. A good cause you have taken in your heart, and you are engaged in that action. Now when you abstain, you are struggling to become free. You are not really free, you are struggling. Although you may abstain, you succeed in abstaining, but it is as a result of your struggle. It is an effort to gain freedom, freedom from drinking. But when you really don't even think of drinking, the battle is over. And then you can really say, I have become free from drinking. It has gone. It's no more there. And then when you are doing your action, choosing the cause of animals, you really feel free. You really feel that now no more that thing which was compelling you is there. Something is lifted away from you. In a sense, here you don't have even a choice. Previously there was a choice between this and that and that. But here there's only good before you, and you choose automatically the good. So in a sense there is no choice even. So there is a state of freedom where there is no choice and yet you feel freedom. Not only when there are alternatives and you choose one, but here you have a condition where there are no options before you. And when you do that thing which is before you, which is really good, you really feel that you are free. So it's a freedom without choice, because it's a choice for the good. So when there is a good which is done by you, you really feel free. At a still higher level, you find that there are so many things to be done, all of them are equally good. If you are engaged in 10 good activities, looking after children, study, going to health club, going to help poor children, going to a school, many good things you are doing, so many things, all of them are good. It's only a question of time available to you. In every activity that you do, you will feel freedom. each one is good, and each one gives you experience of freedom. But also, you have now a real choice. When you have 10 activities to do and you don't have time at all for all the 10 activities, then what do? Then you have a real choice. Whether you choose these 5 or those 5 makes no difference to you. You can do any 5 that you like because of your timing. This is the condition which is the most enjoyable condition. When you are so many and consciously you can decide, I will take this, I will take this, I will take this. It's a wonderful experience of freedom. Now, if you have thousands of such alternatives before you and you can really choose so many or all, that is the supreme freedom. The supreme freedom is a state of condition where all alternatives are equally best, not only good, are equally best. And when you have a possibility of doing all of them, or any of them, or some of them, or many of them, when you are in this state, it is perfect freedom. Such a freedom exists. It exists at the very root of creation. At the root of everything in the world that is here, such a freedom exists. At a human level, we have only all those freedoms of which I have spoken. A few alternatives before you, each one of them may be best. But thousands of alternatives, all equally best, and possibility of choosing all, or many, or some, or any. This also exists. And human consciousness at a certain stage is capable of attaining that. When that condition is obtained, it is called realization of your true individuality. So from our present level of individuality, which starts at a small stage, which I all described, at each stage of freedom, wherever you have the problem of freedom, you experience something of your individuality. But the highest experience of individuality arises when this freedom is available to you. That is obtained in the stage of supramental consciousness. At the mental level, this freedom is not available. But as you make an ascent towards supermind, you ascend towards that freedom. At a lower level, we may have the idea of freedom. We may have sense of freedom, but not actuality of freedom. Or there may be some actuality of freedom, as when I find that between evil and good, when I choose the good and I do it, I really feel freedom. So some kind of actuality of freedom you experience. But it can grow more and more as you rise higher and higher. But until you reach the supramental manifestation, first of all, until you reach the supramental consciousness, you don't have the full freedom of which I spoke, where all alternatives are equally best and you can choose freely. Simply you pick up and it is equally best rather than the other one, which is also equally best. Now, since this freedom exists ultimately, even at lower levels, we have some kind of shadow of it. Every human being feels in his heart that he is really free. He may not really be able to articulate his sense of freedom in the way in which I articulated just now.